Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Everybody to the Transformer this morning. A little bit late getting on air. Mr. Justice, obviously, can't figure out how to get from that Juliet to Hendersonville.
It's
okay. That we need a bridge?
Bridge.
Yeah, okay. It's been a while since we've been on air. There's been a reason for that. I have been trying to kind of figure out what direction I want to carry the Transformer radio station, and I've started leaning toward kind of the story, where we take entrepreneurs that have went through trials and tribulations and eventually went back to success, or at least what we would describe as success in our world today. Ray's story is very interesting because I know a lot about it. I've spent a lot of time with him over the last couple of years. And I wanted to get him on here mainly because his story from going from a police officer, I guess technically to a developer now, has been kind of an interesting change. So I really wanted to get his perspective on it this morning. So we're going to do three 15-minute segments rather than doing four 15-minute segments instead of doing traditional, 1 hour just talking nonstop. And we're going to have four different topics. Obviously, Mr. Justice Commissioner Mount Juliet, and so he is a politician. I like to call him a full-time politician. we have some part-time and some full-time politicians. He is a full-time politician. He's politicking when he's at MAPCO, so he's a full-time politician. Anyway, we're going to have four different segments. The second segment is going to be on him telling his story about some stories about him being a police officer. That was his former job before. And then, of course, the third segment is going to be on the debate last night, which falls right into his wheelhouse in politics. And then a fourth segment that I'm going to have is what effects we feel like that this election is going to have on the real estate market. Obviously, I'm in the real estate business, and so with Ray, so it's going to give us a chance to kind of do some debating on how this election could potentially affect our business that we're in, not to mention everybody else's business as well. So, Ray, good morning.
Good morning.
Again, the first segment, tell us a little bit about your view. Tell us about you personally, about what made you decide you want to be a police officer, how long were you in it, what made you decide to stop being a police officer and move into another business?
Well, from a very young age, my father was involved in that. He was back in those days, there were constables and reserve officers, because in Wilson County, we didn't have a lot of full-time law enforcement. So what we relied on was a lot of community involvement in the law enforcement side. And so watching him, a man by the name of Buell A.G., who was our first police chief in Mount Juliet, was a constable, and then he was the police chief. Watching others that I grew up with knew, Charles McCrary, who was our second police chief, Kenny Martin, who was police chief, now city manager, just people that I admired and looked up to and thought they give a lot to the community. I got into law enforcement, got sued several times back in the Rodney King days, and decided, wait a minute, this is probably not a good place to be. Got out, went into sales, and with American General Insurance. Decided after 13 years of doing that was probably, my heart was still in law enforcement. I got back into it and then retired, I think in February. Dr. Wood, who was my heart doctor, decided that I just probably didn't need to be fighting drunks for a living anymore at age 53, and suggested strongly that I had given enough to the community in the form of law enforcement, and he told me I just didn't get out. So, 3 stents in the heart, a lot of years in community involvement, and here I am now.
That's the fastest 23 years I've ever heard.
I figured I'd convince you a little bit.
Yeah. that's hilarious. So, what job are you in now? Can you kind of explain to me what you do now? Obviously, I know the answer to this, but I want people out there to hear it.
Well, can I go ahead and tell you what led up to that?
Yeah, sure. That's what I'd like to hear. Sure. Yeah.
Well, I mean, being in law enforcement was one thing, but throughout the years, about 16 years ago, I got elected to office. I ran. And I was like a lot of other people. You go in, you got a passion for something, you're angry about something. Most people get into politics because they're not happy with the way things are going. And so my mother had lived many, many years in Mount Juliet. Of course, I was born and raised there. And she was told that she was going to be annexed into the city of Mount Juliet and be given sewer service and police service and this and the other. And so over a period of time, we realized that, you know, only part of that was true. There was no sewer service ever that was given to my mother. And so we spent, like everybody else did, lots of money on a septic tank and things. And I saw her going through some of the problems. And that was, you know, I know that's probably the least attractive thing to talk about, being sewers, but that's kind of where it started at. And I started looking at that and looking at some of the other promises that had been made by the politicians that were in office and decided that I didn't want to be that politician. I want to be the guy that actually made those promises come true. And I want to be the guy to help the community that basically raised me and kept me out of trouble all those years. I want to be the guy that gave back. You know, probably a classic overachiever.
Well, let me add something right there. Yeah, folks, Mount Juliet, at the time that he's talking about in this sewer era, it had 2,800 people.
No, you got it backwards. Actually, when it started, it had 1,200 people.
Oh.
Then, in the year 2000, when I was elected, we had 8,200 people. And then, today, we've got approximately 32,000 people. So, from 8,200 to 32,000 in 16 years. So, basically, 8,000 to 30,000.
Yeah. What do you think true to that growth did?
I would say sewer, honestly. Sewer, liquor by the drink. Those are probably the two biggest factors that jumped in and gave some availability. It gave options to people who wanted to come to Mount Juliet and go into a thriving community. Third, probably the airport and the proximity to the interstate and the proximity to the rail. We have so many different types of transportation to get people to and from Mount Juliet. And what we were concentrating on then was the fact that we were a bedroom community to a large degree. And now, as I see how our growth patterns have changed, we're no longer, I kiddingly tell people all the time that Nashville is a suburb of Mount Juliet, because we are growing exponentially bigger and faster than the Nashville area is. And a lot of the other areas around us, we're one of the, I think, last I checked, fourth largest or fourth fastest growing county in the state. Yeah. Continue with my story. When I got into the politics and trying to maneuver between the politics and the law enforcement, that was tough. It was really tough. But I got to meet a bunch of great people. You were one of those people. And, you know, and as I was getting ready to retire from one career, you saw what I had been doing for 16 years, and I saw that it had actually given me value, and so you and I became friends over a period of time. I became Vice President of Land Development for Resolve Financial, Resolve Commercial Development, and which is where I'm at now. So I'm actually an employee of Resolve. Very grateful, happy employee of Resolve.
You know, touching on the personal side for just a second, I remember when Ray first come over. You know, now folks, think about this. When I first met Ray, he was on third shift, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
He was working, because I made many nights of phone calls in the middle of the night, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, just having conversations about, you know, everything. And So he was working all night. He has four children.
At home.
Right. And then, of course, one that's grown, just had his own child. So he had four children. He was working a full-time job at night. And then during the day, he was a full-time politician. I've said often that when I look at the commissioners, you know, you and Brian, and of course I don't consider Kenny city manager, obviously, but they're really the only people I actually see working on a full-time basis. Now, I know there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes, but I'm talking about constantly out, you know, working in the public. And I also see you and Brian, and of course, you know, I know the other commissioners do this as well, but cross over into other districts to aid and help each other. I've seen that a lot, especially here recently. Over the last year or so, I've seen a lot more of that happening. What would you contribute that to? Because I know in the past in Mount Juliet, you know, the commissioners were very territorial.
to a large degree, there was a lot of territorialism, but that has gone away. The people that are elected now, while we look at and concentrate on our district, trying to make it better than what it was, and that has been my goal from day one. Every single day, I want to make something happen that is good in my district. If that doesn't happen, I want to make sure that something good happens in my city. Now, that pretty much is the same thought process that we've got for myself, James Manis, Art Giles, Brian Abston, and Ed Haggard. We are five people, have respect for one another, we show respect to one another, and we do everything we can do to help one another.
Scott Lumley.
My father went to jail when I was very young, so it got pretty rough between 9, 10, 11 years old. A lot of abuse happening inside the house. At that moment in time, I decided that I can't live this way anymore. I walked outside and looked her straight in the face and said, I'm leaving. And I was 11 years old. I hitchhiked to Tulsa, Oklahoma in a Greyhound bus and a luggage rack. I think the sports was an outlet for me. I think it was a way for me to escape my life. Consequently, I ended up becoming a very good athlete. So I got off into bull riding, got off into riding horses and competing. Did that for about 20 years. My mind was always generated to entrepreneur type things. So I was always starting companies and building companies. I just went from everything to nothing. I was constantly having debtors, creditors coming at me right and left. I learned that I didn't need a bankruptcy trustee. So Resolve Financials was born because I found a way to basically become a debt negotiator for businesses. I started trying to figure out a way to acquire properties economically. It's not anything new. It's actually 120 years old, but the way we do it is a totally different way. Instead of you beating your feet to death, going from courthouse to courthouse, courthouse to courthouse, we've actually API'd all this stuff into one spot. We're seeing that we're averaging around 12 cents on the dollar that we're buying the houses for. I mean, what's success, really? I mean, it's all relative. The entrepreneur side of this thing, for me, is this allows young entrepreneurs to be able to come into our program and get a start and better their lives. That's what really motivates me behind this. I mean, we all strive to have wealth in our lives, but what is wealth? I mean, is wealth money, or is it helping people, or is it a combination of both? And I think there can be a balance of it. And I think there has to be a balance of it.
Scott Lumley, ResolveSuite.com.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769. Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio.
We don't worry about getting credit for doing something as much as we worry about just making it better. And it comes across so much easier when we're up there trying to keep that in our head while we're on the commission table making these rules. That's not to say we 100% agree with one another. We do disagree. But I'm in a position now where I have so much respect for the people that are with me up there that I'm not going to treat them badly because we disagree.
Okay, I'm going to jump in right there, because when I first met you, I obviously watched you for quite a while on top at the FBLC table. And folks, this is kind of what this show is going to be all about, is changing people. You know, seeing them go from one thing to something else, whether, you know, of course, obviously, you know, Mr. Justice has always been a very upstanding citizen, and, you know, has served in several different areas as a servant to the community. But that doesn't mean that these people don't change and morph into something greater than what they were before. And I actually saw this morph happen in front of my own eyes. So I remember a point in time, I'm going to call him out here. He's going to try to kill me later here. But I remember a point in time where I used to watch you sit on the BLC table. Your face would be so red, you just got ready to kick the table, scream, yell. You know, all the stuff that we watched another guy right now at a debate last night, which we'll get into in just a minute, who wants to do. That's what he wants. What he wants to do is kick the table over, because he knows it. There's just a bunch of things happening in the world that just aren't true, and the average citizen's being misled. But I used to watch you sit on, and we'll get into that subject here in a minute, but I used to watch you sit on the BLC table and get so angry that the things are being brought in front of you. And I have noticed since you stopped being a police officer that your disposition has changed on the table. What do you attribute that to? I know what I attribute it to, but what do you attribute it to?
After over 20 years of dealing with, you know me, if I'm nothing but blunt, I'll say exactly what I think, dealing with people, to a large degree, they're dregs of humanity. I mean, these are not people that I would want around my children, and that's kind of the way I judge people. Does it sound judgmental? Yeah, absolutely. Cops are judgmental.
Well, you have to be. Exactly. If you want to stay alive.
Right. We're paid to be.
Yeah.
And it becomes a lifestyle. You know, after having my house burned, after having been stabbed, after being thrown down the hood of a car by a suspect, people that you don't anticipate really want to give you or cause you harm, why not try to cause you harm? You don't trust people. You don't respect people. Well, getting out of that atmosphere, getting out of that environment, and coming into an environment full-time where I'm actually looking at people that I can see and have a respect for, no, they're not trying to harm me. They're not trying to harm my kids or my community. Then I can treat them and look at them in a better way, in a better light. I can actually give them credit for wanting to create something, whether I agree with it 100% or not, or how they want to do it. It's no different deal. I'm not put in that box to where I'm constantly trying to defend myself. So I'm not constantly on the defensive, constantly waiting for somebody to take that swing. It's not something I worry about anymore. So my attitude, and you said it told me numerous times, my attitude's gotten better because I'm around a better type of person in a better environment than I've ever been in before. You know, you and I have become best friends over the years, and that you're not looking to get anything out of me other than friendship and to make our company better.
You know, I want to inject something right there, because a lot of people ask me this question, and I want to answer it right here on air, live in front of everybody right now. Me and Ray, I could probably count on, I know I could count on one hand every time we've ever talked about politics. We just don't really get into political matters. One is politics, as y'all know by all my past, last night was the first Facebook post I've ever made about a political issue.
It was hilarious, too, by the way.
Thank you. I'm just not big on politics. I mean, that's just not me. That's not what I get into. I'm big on business. You know, and me and Ray have had this conversation before, kind of segue into this other part of this story that he just mentioned on. But we have had many conversations that, here I am. I'm a 30-something-year business entrepreneur. And here he is, a 15, 16, 20-year politician, for lack of a better description. And when we get into debates, and by the way, folks, I don't know if y'all probably don't know, but this man writes, but his literal skills just blow me away. So when we start having mind his debates, I'm at a real disadvantage because, you know, I want to jump up and use the principles of business, and those aren't pretty. They're not pretty to talk about. And I had a Harvard attorney last week tell a Harvard graduate attorney tell me last night, he says, you have the vocabulary of a third grader, and the mind of a Harvard professor. Well, Ray has all the literal skills and the political skills. So when we try to battle each other, sometimes I'm at a disadvantage. Ray, elaborate on that, would you?
I don't think you're at a disadvantage. Your disadvantage is that where I've had a lot of experience in public speaking, and it comes out. I think and I speak. What happens with you is you think and speak at the same time. So it doesn't come out as pretty as the way it comes out of me or Ed Haggerty or Brian Hess or somebody. It just doesn't come out as eloquent.
Or Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, listen, we can start with that. Okay. But
I'm leading to something.
Okay, that's fine. You know, yeah, polished. That's probably the best term for it.
It is the best term.
You haven't had that experience. Now, when you and I get into these debates or these conversations, then the things that come out of your mouth, I've learned to translate those things. So when I hear them coming out, I know what you're trying to say. It doesn't come out as eloquent as it might from a polished speaker. But the things that come out of your mouth and the business that you're able to put into the interject into the conversation is nothing short of brilliant in 99% of the time. Now, you have 1% that's, you get stupid and there's nothing anybody can do about that because that's what we all do. But 99% of the time, the stuff that comes out of your mouth, I'm sitting there in shock and awe, just going, well, why in the crap did I think of that?
You know, so which leads me to, I'm going to jump here. I didn't want to do that, but I'm going to do it. excuse me, I've had a little bit of cold. I think everybody's weather change has gotten everybody this past week. So I'm going to jump. You know, how does the world, or how does, excuse me, our government, excuse me, expect the world to understand somebody in three debates in a year, in three debates in a short period of time, when they don't have a chance to articulate, like Donald Trump in a lot of situations. Last night I was very proud of him. I think he won it hands down. But simultaneously, and by the way, I can't say that if I had to choose between the two of them, I know exactly which one I choose because I'll pick a smart businessman over a liar any day of the week. So, and I can say that with complete confidence. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, lying gets you absolutely nowhere. So, I have experience in all those areas, you know. As an entrepreneur growing up, you're struggling, you're fighting, you're trying to build your business, you do the things that you have to do to survive, and sometimes those are big mistakes, and you'd like to go back and try to repeat them, but, or excuse me, you'd like to go back and try to correct them, but you've already done it, so it's time to move on. Now, I noticed that, Donald, how do we expect the average citizen, to grab a hold of who Donald Trump is and who Hillary Clinton are. Well, we know who Hillary Clinton, she's been there for 30 years by now, we already know who she is. But how do we expect them in just a short period of time, especially an entrepreneur like myself? I'm not trying to compare myself to Donald Trump, that'd be ignorant.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours. Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
There is the same type of mentality. How do you take a seasoned business person and put them up against a seasoned talker? Because that's really what she is. He kept trying to say it last night, and I don't think it came out of his mouth was, is these are just words, which are correct. They're just words.
But to answer that question, you're right. They are just words. But words mean a lot when it comes to character and integrity. In the minds of everybody, it's believed. You've heard me say this a thousand times. It's not the truth that matters, it's the perception of the truth. And so, you know, if I said, Scott Lumley's a drunk, and I said it long enough and loud enough to enough people, in their minds, the people that don't know you are you're a drunk. Well, obviously we know that's not the case. You very seldom, that I know of, drink alcohol.
Well, I had 88 months.
So well, my point exactly. So, you know, a lot of it is perception. So it's whatever people throw out there, and if they throw it out hard enough, long enough, then it's going to become the truth in the minds of a lot of people that don't know any better. Now, in the case of Donald Trump, you know, you and I both know, I sit and listen to him, you've listened to him, you listened to Hillary Clinton, and I've listened to Hillary Clinton, and I think both of us, first of all, will agree that Hillary Clinton says whatever she thinks people want to hear. She is a politician persona. And that is not the kind of person that I want running the White House, because that's the kind of person that's really not going to be very effective.
Well, they'll be effective doing the exact same thing that's been happening for the last 20 years.
Status quo. Now, what's happening is we've got a lot of people here that are looking at Donald Trump and they're saying, okay, he's different. He's not what has been there all this time. So we know things are not going to be the same, and we know what the same is. So that's where a lot of his support comes from. Donald Trump has been hugely successful, we know that, over a long period of time. And he knows and has it in his mind how to fix these things. Politics and business are a lot alike in that it's a process. Ed Hagerty likes to use the phrase, the speed of government. We use that as saying, be here, we just don't know when because it's slow. Well, in the world of business and politics, it's kind of like making sausage. I don't know if you ever made sausage. Folks who live in the country will remember that making sausage is one of the nastiest processes you have ever seen in your life. But if you like sausage and it comes out, it's a really good end product. So it's not the process that we want to look at. It's actually the end result we want to see. Donald Trump knows those processes. He knows, obviously, what he wants the end result to be. Donald has a real hard time talking about the processes. He wants to talk about it, but he just can't because he's not, he thinks it, can't say it. I think I said this the other day to you. He reminds me a lot of you in that you know exactly what needs to happen, but saying it is not your biggest asset. Being able to say it.
Well, it's
getting
because,
the result is.
Well, it's because, you know, the big difference in talkers and doers.
Correct.
Okay. So, which, you know, here's the thing. You have to look at, I kept hearing him talk about it, he lost $1 billion. You know, that in itself is impressive to me. Okay, think about this. Now, let's put this in perspective. How many people on this listening to this today have ever invested $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, whatever, in the stock market or in a friend's business or whatever, and lost your money? Did you ever get it back? Did it ever come back? Now, in my particular case, I lost millions of dollars. And we all know the rest of the story, too. So, and I had to work to get it back. Now, I want you to think about Donald Trump. The man lost $1 billion, or right at $1 billion, in 1998. From 1998 to 2016, he's now worth $3.9 billion. From losing $1 billion to gaining $4 billion in a period span of, 20-something years, 25-something years, you don't get that from not knowing the process. You don't get that from not having an incredible amount of endurance. And also surround yourself with people. Here's the difference. Hillary Clinton is surrounded by 95% morons. There's no other word to use. Donald Trump has surrounded himself by geniuses. They know how to do any aspect of business, whether it be from the tech side, whether it be from the financial side, whether it be from the process of the management side. Even his own children are home business people. Now, I do believe that his daughter could possibly be our first. We can just get past this Hillary subject. I believe his daughter would probably be our first president. Don't know that she's not more qualified than he is in a lot of ways because she speaks sweeter. So she has more elegant way of coming across with the same intelligence that he has. I do think she probably could potentially be one of our first presidents in some years to come if she's ends up in wanting to jump off into the shark tank.
Let me interject. If she's very, very intelligent, she will avoid it like the plague.
And she said that. Because she is very intelligent. But the point I was trying to make was Donald Trump's surrounded himself with genius, brilliant men. He can't articulate, just like myself. Sometimes I cannot articulate what I want to say, but I know how to do it. And I know how to bring the people around me to make sure it gets done properly. So, that's what I want to talk to you about, because you are a politician, and because you have come through these struggles of being a police officer and up to where you are today. I feel like nobody would have a better perspective, and it couldn't have been more timely. That's why I asked you to come on today after the debate, because I felt like that you would probably have a really good perspective on this. So what are your thoughts on my thoughts?
Like I said, it's the process. It is the process. It starts with going out and showing everybody in the world what you are and asking them to vote for you and asking them to, you're exposing yourself to them. You open yourself up. I tell people all the time, my life is an open book. If you don't believe it, go to the Tennessee. I have gone up and up and up, and I wish more than anything in the world that I had handled my personal business as well as I've always handled my professional business.
Well, see, that's life. That's what people miss. People miss that these are humans, too. They are going to, both sides of them are going to make mistakes, and they like to change things in their past. That's what this program is all about.
Well, and this is a good example. I was in a career, a law enforcement career that I'm, the security questions that they ask when you want to get on Facebook or, you lose your password. It says, what is your dream job? Well, from the time I was 12 years old, it was a cop. I want to be a police officer. And I went out and doing that. And I did it, and I was very successful. There's two medals of valor. Probably more arrests than anybody in the history of the Wilson County Sheriff's Department that was not in the warrants division, just a patrol officer. Because that was my job. I was a DUI cop. And so I wanted to be the best I could be in doing that. I also wanted to be the best politician that I could be. And I say best politician, but a politician has such a negative connotation.
Well, it has become that way because of the past politicians that we've had.
Right.
It has absolutely become negative.
The power, well, it's, and I tell people all the time, they say, well, why don't you run for some other office? Well, there needs to be a reason for that. You don't just go out and say, well, I'm going to run for this just because. Because if you do that, you lack passion. You don't have a reason. If you don't have a reason, you don't have a passion. So there's no reason for me to go out. There's number one reason. Number two is, I don't want to go through what Donald Trump's going through. I don't want to go through what Susan Lynn has gone through, one of the most successful and wonderful politicians, if you will, that we have ever had.
Kindest people, too.
One of the sweetest, she's got a great family. Her husband, Michael's a good friend of mine. Grace and her grandkids, they're just great people. They're good family people. But she's attacked all the time in her position. I don't want to go through that. Scott, I don't have, you heard people talk about skeletons in the closet? I don't have skeletons in my closet. I've got entire cemeteries. Okay? I'm not going to have anybody going in there and digging that crap up. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to talk about it. It's part of life. So, I will tell you, most of it's public because I've spent most of my adult life in public service. Most everybody knows the stuff that I've done, the challenges that I went through, the battles that I have fought. you know, I'm in a position now where the people that I'm around, I respect. The people that I'm around are smarter than I am. And that's exactly what I want. I don't want to be surrounded by people that are dumber than me. I want people around me to be smarter than me. They would compliment everything that I do. And we've got one of the most intelligent operational staffs that we've got at City Hall that we've ever had. Don't agree with 100% with everything that they do.
Well, it's impossible to agree with everything.
No.
Everybody does.
But they're intelligent, and they do a good job, and their heart is in where it needs to be. So, you know, I'm in a perfect spot. I'm very happy with where Mount Juliet's going, and that's where my primary concern is.
Okay. Well, let's jump back on something a little fun, a little more fun for a second. I totally agree with everything you just said about as far as your staff's concerned. I totally agree that I've seen an absolute transformation in your personality from when I first met you to today. You know, and that just goes to show you that you can grow no matter who. You know, we all often think that we get confused. Actually, I think that it's just a stereotyped situation where we think that you look at somebody. Let's look at. I don't want to say Governor Haslam right now because I'm a little upset with him. But let's say you look at a public figure, Tom Cruise, whoever. You know, just pick you one that you like, and you really don't really know what they've had to go through to get to where they are.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house, mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're
depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
But there is the same type of mentality. How do you take a seasoned business person and put them up against a seasoned talker? Because that's really what she is. He kept trying to say it last night, and the only thing to come out of his mouth was, "Is these are just words," which are correct. They're just words.
But to answer that question, you're right. They are just words. But words mean a lot when it comes to character and integrity in the minds of everybody. You've heard me say this a thousand times. It's not the truth that matters, it's the perception of the truth. And so, you know, if I said, Scott Lumley's drunk, and I said it long enough and wild enough to enough people, in their minds, the people that don't know you are you're drunk. Well, obviously we know that's not the case. You very seldom, that I know of, drink alcohol.
Well, I've had 88 months.
So well, yeah. My point exactly. So, you know, a lot of it is perception. So it's whatever people throw out there, and if they throw it out hard enough, long enough, then it's going to become the truth in the minds of a lot of people that don't know any better. Now, in the case of Donald Trump, you know, you and I both know, I've sit and listened to him, you've listened to him, you listened to Hillary Clinton, and I've listened to Hillary Clinton, and I think both of us, first of all, will agree that Hillary Clinton says whatever she thinks people want to hear. She is a politician persona. And that is not the kind of person that I want running the White House, because that's the kind of person that's really not going to be very effective.
Well, they may be effective doing the exact same thing that's been happening for the last 20 years.
Status quo. Now, what's happening is we've got a lot of people here that are looking at Donald Trump and they're saying, okay, he's different. He's not what has been there all this time. So we know things are not going to be the same, and we know what the same is. So that's where a lot of his support comes from. Donald Trump has been hugely successful, we know that, over a long period of time. And he knows and has it in his mind how to fix these things. Politics and business are a lot alike in that it's a process. Ed Hagerty likes to use the phrase, the speed of government. We use that as saying, be here, we just don't know when because it's slow. Well, in the world of business and politics, it's kind of like making sausage. I don't know if you've ever made sausage. Folks who live in the country will remember that making sausage is one of the nastiest processes you have ever seen in your life. But if you like sausage and it comes out, it's a really good end product. So it's not the process that we want to look at. It's actually the end result we want to see. Donald Trump knows those processes. He knows, obviously, what he wants the end result to be. Donald has a real hard time talking about the processes. He wants to talk about it, but he just can't because he's not, he thinks it, he can't say it. I think I said this the other day to you. He reminds me a lot of you in that you know exactly what needs to happen, but saying it is not your biggest asset, being able to say it.
Well, it's
getting the result is.
Well, it's because, you know, the big difference in talkers and doers.
Correct.
Okay. So, which, you know, here's the thing. You have to look at, I kept hearing him talk about he lost $1 billion. You know, that in itself is impressive to me. Okay, think about this. Now, let's put this in perspective. How many of you, how many people on this listening to this today have ever invested $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, whatever, in the stock market or in a friend's business or whatever, and lost your money? Did you ever get it back? Did it ever come back? Now, in my particular case, I lost millions of dollars, and we all know the rest of the story, too. So, and I had to work to get it back. Now, I want you to think about Donald Trump. The man lost $1 billion, or right at $1 billion, in 1998. From 1998 to 2016, he's now worth $3.9 billion. From losing $1 billion to gaining $4 billion in a period span of, 20-something years, 25-something years, you know, this, you don't get that from not knowing the process. You don't get that from not having an incredible amount of endurance. And also surround yourself with people. Here's the difference. Hillary Clinton is surrounded with by 95% morons. There's no other word to use. Donald Trump has surrounded himself by geniuses that know how to do any aspect of business, whether it be from the tech side, whether it be from the financial side, whether it be from the process of the management side. Even his own children are home business people. Now, I do believe that his daughter could possibly be our first. We can just get past this Hillary subject. I believe his daughter would probably be our first president. Don't know that she's not more qualified than he is in a lot of ways because she speaks sweeter. So she has more elegant way of coming across with the same intelligence that he has. I do think she probably could potentially be one of our first presidents in some years to come if she's ends up in wanting to jump off into the shark tank.
Let me interject. If she's very, very intelligent, she will avoid it like the plague.
And she said that because she is very intelligent.
Yeah.
So, but the point I was trying to make was, is, you know, Donald Trump surrounded himself with genius, brilliant men. He can't articulate, just like myself. Sometimes I cannot articulate what I want to say, but I know how to do it. And I know how to bring the people around me to make sure it gets done properly. So that's what I want to talk to you about, because you are a politician and because you have come through these struggles of being a police officer and up to where you are today. I feel like nobody would have a better perspective, and it couldn't have been more timely. That's why I asked you to come on today after the debate. Because I felt like that you would probably have a really good perspective on this. So what are your thoughts on my thoughts?
Like I said, it's the process. It is the process. It starts with going out and showing everybody in the world what you are and asking them to vote for you and asking them to, I mean, you're exposing yourself to them. You open yourself up. I tell people all the time, my life is an open book. If you don't believe it, go to the Tennessee. I have gone up and up and up, and I wish more than anything in the world that I had handled my personal business as well as I've always handled my professional business.
Well, see, that's life. That's what people miss. People miss these are humans too. They are going to, both sides of them are going to make mistakes, and they like to change things in their past. That's what this program is all about.
Well, and this is a good example of, you know, I was in a career, a law enforcement career that I'm, you know the security questions that they ask when you want to get on Facebook or, you know, you lose your password. It says, you know, what is your dream job? Well, from the time I was 12 years old, it was a cop. I wanted to be a police officer. And I went out doing that. And I did it, and I was very successful. There's two medals of valor. You know, probably more arrests than anybody in the history of the Wilson County Sheriff's Department that was not in the warrants division, just a patrol officer. Because it was my job, I was at the UI cop, and so I wanted to be the best I could be in doing that. I also wanted to be the best politician that I could be, and I say best politician, but politician has such a negative connotation
But it has become that way because of the past politicians that we've had.
Right.
You know, it has absolutely become a negative.
The power, well, it's, you know, and I tell people all the time, they say, well, why don't you run for some other office? Well, you know, there needs to be a reason for that. You don't just go out and say, well, I'm going to run for this just because. Because if you do that, you lack passion.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.